Do you love great podcasts? Do you love great Australian podcasts? Of course you do. Australians make incredible podcasts. And if you want to stay up to date with the best Australian shows, then check out Oz Podcast. Look for us on social media and find your new favourite show from the Australian Podcast Directory on ozpodcast.com.au. That's OZPODCASTS, ozpodcast.com.au. Check it out.
If you like new stuff before anybody else, if you like to keep your finger on the pulse, if you like the future and want to be in it, keep on listening because we'll start in a minute. Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech Webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech Webcast. Let's go!
And welcome to episode 298 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 26th of July 2014. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at midday. Please rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. And remember to follow us at Twitter on Tech Webcast. Your hosts today are Brad, Jody, Steve, and myself, Andrew. And our special guest today is Josh Armour from Wrestle Radio Australia. And just finally, don't forget we have a Quick Flix Chromecast giveaway. 3 months of free Quick Flix and a Chromecast to go with that. So not a bad deal at all. And we'll run through that a little bit later on in the show, Brad.
Yes, indeed. Hello, Andrew. How's your week been, mate?
Yeah, really good, mate. Really good. Busy as always. We've been working on a new project, which I might actually touch on later in the show as well.
Sure, mate. Sure.
So, yeah. So sounds good. It's been a busy week and sort of getting there. And it's my wife's 30th
birthday. Yes, it is.
So we've got a few friends coming over later on. So sort of it's all stations go at the moment. So we're sort of running around doing a whole million and one things.
Where is Chris at the moment? We went on wish her happy birthday to her. She's 30 today, is she? 30.
Yeah, she is. She's just over there. So she's 30 today, but and, she's a bit radio shy as Christy. So.
Is she really?
Yeah, she is.
Steve, maybe you can play the birthday song, maybe. I mean, near the end.
Well, if you had some warning, maybe.
I just gave him some warning just then. It should be good, mate. Should be good.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So how's your week been, Brad?
Yeah, good, mate. I caught up with you on Wednesday or something, I think it was, last week.
Yeah, we did. What is it, bi-weekly catch-up every couple of weeks? Whatever. We'll catch up and have a bit of lunch, which is always nice.
Yeah, talk about what you're doing that and something. What else has been happening? We've got Jody back on. Welcome, Jody, for another action-packed podcast.
Action-packed, exciting, and exciting. Intensive.
Yes, and all that sort of fun stuff. Yeah, Jennifer's not on again today.
Yeah, we miss Jennifer.
And she'll be back in a couple of weeks.
That's great. Yeah.
That is great.
It's a shame. But I guess she was traveling and she's tired. So.
Yes, indeed.
You know, that's what happens when you start getting old, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Jennifer. Also, we've got Steve on. Welcome, Steve. Welcome back.
Hey, how you doing? Actually, talking about old, it was funny. I was at IHOP today and I was looking at they got the senior special. I'm like, just thinking, 7 more years, I can actually eat the senior special. Oops, wow. Did I give anything away?
God.
I think it's like 5 over. Oops, see, I just gave it away again.
Wow. And how's your week been?
That's a $3 saving.
How's your week been, Jody? I thought Dasha, how's your week been?
My week has been great, very busy with a lot of stuff that's been going on. Today was kind of fun. We had a fundraiser slash event for the Animal Welfare Association, and the team from the search and rescue, the canine search and rescue group that I belong to, we were there in uniform with dogs. And on Facebook, when you get a chance, you should take a look. There's some cool pictures of Jewel. So.
All right, good stuff. Steve, how's your week been?
Oh, it's been super awesome. And, of course, yesterday I downloaded the new Mac OS 10.10 Yosemite public beta release. I've been trying that out for 24 hours. So it's really great getting to use it early.
Did you like it?
Parts of it I liked. Parts of it I didn't. the good, bad, and the ugly. Of course, it is just the beta, so a lot of this stuff's going to change before the initial release to the rest of the public, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, I can't
wait. The only thing with beta is it's really hard because you don't want to, you know, not everyone has the fortunate of having 3 or 4 Macs lying around just to throw a beta on one. And if you've only got one Mac, it's like, do I put the beta on and what if it stuffs up and then I can't use it?
Yeah. Yeah, no, you don't want to do that.
Hmm. Yeah, I put it on my iPad, the iOS 8.
And
it messed up my iPad.
Mm.
So I'll wait before it comes out. Josh, welcome. How are you, mate? Josh.
Did Josh fall off?
I'm not sure where Josh is.
Mute button's in the corner.
Josh, are you there?
I am here.
Welcome. How are you, mate?
Sorry about that, guys. Yeah, I'm doing well. And thanks very much, Brad, for having me on the show. Appreciate
it. Yeah, no problem, mate. Last minute guest. But a good one, though.
The original fell through the he'll do.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, yeah. The other guy couldn't come on because apparently his cable was up, messed up or something. I don't know what happened to his internet. Yeah.
That is his loss and Josh's gain. And it's exactly fantastic to have you on the show, Josh.
Exactly. Oh, I agree with Andrew.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, good to have you on. Let's get into some news then, Jody, and we'll chat about him at the end of the 6 stories.
Okay. And welcome to the news portion of Tech Webcast. You know what? Every time that intro plays, it cracks me up.
Really? In what way?
Isn't it?
It just does. I mean, I feel like there should be horses and like rats.
Do you listen to that, Josh, and just be like, man, what show am I on here?
Hey, mate, I hang around wrestlers, and I'm going to be involved in a show tonight, hanging around with a bunch of them. So nothing,
oh, wow.
Nothing shocks me these days.
Sounds fun.
Okay, well, today in the news, feds bust India-based tech support scam ring for fleecing Americans. Well, you know, not every time that you get somebody from tech support are they actually tech support. Evidently, there was a group that was primarily based in India that was masquerading as tech support for Dell, McAfee, and Norton. Interestingly enough, the Federal Trade Commission fined members of this ring $5.1 million. The scammers typically dupe customers by convincing them that their machines were riddled with malware, and then they sent them a bill for repairs. The scam, when it was operational, actually worked kind of brilliantly. The case is unusual because most of the defendants were based in India, but they were dealt with by an American federal court. They're banned from ever marketing their computer-centric tech support services ever again, but will probably rebrand and continue their odious phishing operations. So, again, you can check out the indictments from the FTC. But that is unusual, don't you think, where the American government is reaching across the pond and finding another...
That would be really interesting to see if they can create a precedent of that, because there's so many things that happen. And you're right, Jody, it is really interesting where things happen overseas, but it's like, hey, you know, we're on the island of whatever the hell it is. So they, you know, they're not a part of federal U.S. law or, you know, Australian law sort of thing. It'd be great if they could actually create a precedent of that and continue forward with it, because, you know, you want to have some kind of, you know, honesty internationally for those sorts of things. And we get this all the time with this exact story that you're saying. There's people who call up Australians and they say, I'm from Windows, there's a problem with your computer, but I can help you, just let me access your computer by clicking on this and opening up, you know, external access. And once you do that, they jump onto your computer and they grab stuff off it, details and credit cards and all sorts of things. So I'm really glad that they've actually got these guys.
Yeah. You know, but it's interesting. Did you hear about that other scam that was going around where they actually locked your computer and they held your files for a fee? And then if you paid the money, they would release it? Otherwise...
That was in Australia, wasn't it?
It was all over. The people in the States were hit with that, too.
Oh, were they?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Only PCs, though. Yeah, none of the Apple stuff.
It's funny how it's only PCs and not Macs.
That is funny.
Oh, here. Okay.
In other news, okay, I know you guys like Snapchat. I'm not a Snapchat fan. I do, however, like Instagram. but apparently Instagram leaked something that looks a lot like a Snapchat clone, following the footsteps of their parent company, Facebook, by developing a Snapchat clone, and then they prematurely leaked it. Last night, some Android users reported seeing notification in their Instagram feed announcing Bolt, a one-tap photo messaging app. The notification, which apparently linked out to a non-existent Google Play page, was taken down soon thereafter. Again, you know, I don't know why they would want to emulate Snapchat, but it's the second time in recent months that Facebook has, and I'm using little finger quotes, accidentally released a Snapchat copycat ahead of its schedule. The company debuted in its own version Slingshot last month, but not before accidentally uploading it to the App Store. Accidentally, again, in finger quotes. Bolt could be Instagram's own Snapchat clone, perhaps because adoption of the Snapchat-like feature, Instagram Direct, which lets people send private photo messages to other users, isn't meeting their expectations. So who knows if Bolt is going to wind up looking more like TapTalk, which is a new photo chat app that apparently is faster than Snapchat, and that might make some sense. Not sure exactly where they're going with it, but I like these little accidents that keep happening.
A lot. So,
but it's it's nothing new. It's just people, you know, organizations saying, wow, Snapchat have done awesome. Let's see if we can copy what they've done. And this is Facebook's third or fourth attempt. Obviously, we had Poke about a year ago, which was their first shot at it. But it's interesting. If they can't buy them, they try and recreate them. But I think everyone's onto them now.
Oh, long time ago.
Yeah. So, okay, well, more news. You know, Facebook, when they launched, their stock was incredibly disappointing. People felt really duped because they invested in, and no sooner did they launch, the stock just plummeted. Well, apparently, Facebook's stock hits a new high, and it doubled their IPO price. Evidently, their stock topped $76 a share in early trading on Thursday. It's a new all-time high for the company, more than double the IPO price of $38 from May 2012. The company now has a market cap of $193 billion. The stock surged more than 6% overnight following a strong second quarter earnings report, thanks to continued growth of ad sales. Facebook reported revenue of $2.91 billion for the June quarter, up more than 60% year over year and coming in well ahead of Wall Street. You know, and again, just a personal note, for people who are using Facebook for marketing or companies that are using Facebook for marketing, they've been playing around with EdgeRank and the way that they allow things to be seen. And you can't help but wonder whether the growth in their advertising sales may not correlate to the fact that the way that we used Facebook previously doesn't work anymore. So I guess the bottom line is that investors and analysts are now optimistic about other revenue streams for Facebook, including Instagram ads, video ads on Facebook, and commerce activity, among other areas. The Facebook people are stressing that each of these monetization efforts are going to happen slowly. And you know how we all trust Facebook. So... I'm glad at least you laughed, Steve.
Yeah, I thought it was
In other news, a birthday gift from Chromecast, $30 of unlimited music. A promotion for the first anniversary of Google Streaming Stick includes 3 months of all-access streaming music and cuts the $35 dongles price to virtually $5. So I guess if you're getting $30 of stuff free, that's how they figure it's you're only paying $5. But then again, if you didn't have the device, you wouldn't be buying the streaming service. That's a whole different story. That's like telling somebody how much they saved. But and if you were already preparing to dive into subscription streaming music service, a birthday gift from Google Play and Chromecast may make it feel like you're getting Google's popular video stick for nearly nothing. An already dirt cheap wireless video dongle that streams video and music to your TV using Android or iOS devices as remotes, Chromecast launched a year ago Thursday to fervent popular appeal. Yeah, we all ran out and bought it. I remember that. And that lasted about 10 minutes. But actually, they're offering this promotion that cuts the price to $5, provided you were already planning to pay for a subscription streaming music service. Anyway, if you purchase a $35 Chromecast before the end of September, buyers will be comped 3 months of Google Play Music All Access. So run right out and get your Chromecast today. Anybody running out to get one?
I've got one. And Andrew's got one. Andrew,
yes, you still use it? It's very good. Actually, it was a gift from the lovely Jennifer.
Yeah, it was indeed. And when was the last time you used yours?
Yeah, some time ago. Look, it's a fantastic device.
I have some
friends who are real Android-centric. Everything is sort of Android devices and Google. And they bought the Chromecast and said they absolutely fell in love with it instantly. So I don't use it as much because I'm Mac central.
Yeah, definitely, mate.
It's a fantastic device if you want that sort of thing and you're particularly Android. So, yeah, great.
Yeah, it works fantastic.
You should ask them if they still use it.
Yeah, you should ask them, Andrew. Let us know next week.
Well, they do. They use it every day, every night. They actually have it hooked into the TV, and they have an Android tablet, which they use as the remote control, and they connect it through their PC as well. So all of the content and TV shows and things that they bring in, they use their tablet to actually as a remote to the Chromecast.
The apps, the photos on the Chromecast look fantastic. Some of the photos they display. Looks great. I love it. I love some of the photos.
Good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah. Josh, do you use a Chromecast at all?
No, I don't, but I've heard really, really good things about it, and I'm tempted to get on board, I must say.
Are you an Apple person or an Android person?
More Android. I've always had with laptops and PCs, had Windows, and then with the phone, it was kind of that thing where, do I want to make the full transition? So I haven't yet, but I'm also tempted to get an iPhone just because they're a great emergency podcast tool as well.
Yeah, definitely. So. I just want to mention Casey, friends with Casey, Andrew, from the US, bought an iPhone 5S yesterday.
Yeah, he did. Casey is, Grizzlack, I think is... surname, and he bought a 5S yesterday, and he's been really enjoying it so far. And he's quite a design whiz, actually. So
definitely. Guess why he moved from the Android?
Why is that?
Because he was getting annoyed with the updates and stuff. He couldn't update.
Oh really?
Yeah.
But no, he's a great guy, and if anyone actually needs a really good designer, graphics arts guy, get in touch with us because he's a fantastic person and a really good designer. So give you a little plug there, Casey.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked about him moving to the iPhone. It's pretty good. Good to see more people moving to the iPhone.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what his opinion is.
Well, he loved it so far. I spoke to him on iMessage just before.
They were probably very pro iPhone, pro Apple on this, but you know, to be entirely fair, it's really fantastic that we have two great companies who are creating, you know, great platform and great software and sort of competing with each other to give us better things in the future.
Yeah, definitely, mate. Definitely. Steve, how's your iPhone going? You have an Android device as well, don't you?
Yeah, I kind of went to the dark side slightly. I've got a Android tablet for testing and for app, you know, see how the Android side is. So when I, you know, blog about it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
At least I have some idea, you know, how it works. So
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I use it a little bit every day. So.
Sweet, good stuff, mate. What about you, Jody? Have you used an Android device at all?
Have I used one? Well, one of my friends, unfortunately, her Apple iPhone was stolen, and when she went to replace it, they were going to charge her, I think, $200 to replace it. So instead, she got an Android, and she kept asking me how to work it. Oh. You know, when you get an Apple phone, it seems like the interface is somewhat intuitive. Once you start playing with it, there might be one or two things that are a little bit quirky, but for the most part, it's kind of intuitive. But she, like, I'm telling you, she would ask me, how do I do this on this phone? And I go, I can figure it out. It's not that easy, you know?
It's not very easy on an Android phone.
Right? I mean, it does a lot.
It does a lot, but yeah.
But to figure out exactly how you do it, it's just not as intuitive, I don't think.
Mm.
But, and she was getting very frustrated with it. But I think, you know, once she mastered it a little bit, she likes it. But I think she still would admit that the Apple was much easier.
What phone did she get?
I think it was one of the Galaxies. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, in one ear and out the other.
But it was a premium phone, wasn't it? It wasn't like one of those $99 cheapy things.
Oh, probably not.
Don't they come out like? I mean, I don't think they're as expensive anyway. So
she probably would have got one on a plan, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. But anyway, that's all good. Android's okay. I'm not a fan of it, but and you know, each to their own.
Okay. Well, we got a couple more news stories. You want me to?
Yeah, go ahead, Jody. Yep.
Okay, so you know, if you're a Steve wannabe, you might want to be interested in downloading Apple's OS X Yosemite because the public beta is now available for download. Evidently, Apple decided that they're going to send out beta invitations to the public for this OS X Yosemite, but the beta is only open to the first 1 million people. So if you haven't signed up and there's only 900, whatever, I mean, you could still sign up if there's less than a million, but if once they hit a million, I'm not sure exactly what they're going to do. You might get an invitation in your inbox. It should provide you with instructions on how to download the beta. We have an echo. The build is said to be one version newer than what had been released in the dev channel. There's a caveat, and evidently it's stable. There's some graphical bugs here and there, but for the most part, they're saying they feel that it runs fairly well. So again, if you're interested in downloading that beta and being the first person on your block to have it, but possibly blowing up your machine, go ahead. You can, as long as you're one of the first 1 million.
And similarly, Jody, we have a beta available for the Zarpho app. The first 1 million people can download it from the App Store right now.
Okay, what's
that one I will download. Yeah, I love Zarpho.
Yeah, definitely Zarpho right now, and tell us what you're doing.
Only the first 1 million users.
Yeah, I hear a doorbell. Okay, Jody, what's the next story?
I can't do that right now. I have to re-download Zarpho.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll wait.
Next story. One of the UK politicians called for in-game thieves to be prosecuted like real criminals. In some of the most popular multiplayer role-playing games, like World of Warcraft, in-game characters and items can change hands for substantial amounts of real money. So, when a gamer is relieved of valuable loot or accounts by scammers or thieves, should these online opportunists be considered criminals? It's a question one UK politician wanted to address in Parliament, and he called for a real-world sentence to be handed out for these virtual crimes. The politician, a World of Warcraft player himself, now why is this sounding like maybe he got scammed, okay? He requested that the UK Justice Minister accelerate legislation to that effect, arguing that gamers are entitled to the same amount of legal protection. He added that only serious and/or serial offenders be targeted, though, rather than throwing the book at anyone who's committed a minor indiscretion. All right. You know what? I'm sorry. This is a game. These people are playing a game, right? So,
oh, wow.
I mean, well, I just have to share with you, okay? A friend of mine would sit there for hours and kill, I think they're called hill giants or hill gnomes or who knows. And he couldn't get past the level. And somebody in the game had said to him, look, I can help you get to the next level. Just give me your username and password and I'll get you through. And then, you know, you can give me, I don't know, like whatever they collect, he was supposed to trade with him. So this rocket scientist, what does he do? He does. He gives him his username and password.
Oh, no.
So guess what? The guy, you know, did he get him to the next level? I don't know that he did, but he certainly cleaned out all of his stuff. And my friend, huh? I know, like you couldn't see this coming. You know, I mean, really. So, I don't know. I mean, do you guys have any thoughts about this?
Not really, no.
It's kind of like, you know, I'd definitely trust Bob32194Z on the internet.
Just give him your username and password. Yeah. I'll get you to the next level.
Josh, what about you? What's your view on this story?
Oh, I was just wondering if he was also the Royal Prince of Jamaica or Nigeria. I wonder if I wonder if he needed some extra funds. We might be able to help a fella out. But
I've got a San Francisco. I can sell him.
There you go. Sorted.
Oh.
What about you, Steve?
Actually, I know some people who used to be heavily into gaming, and they would actually sell their characters for high amounts of money. So, but I think it's against the terms of service with a lot of gaming services, and or they put it in there later. So, you know, I don't see it being, you know, like against the law per se, because they're kind of breaking the terms of service as well. And even if the police went up to him and, you know, the gaming company, whatever, is, you know, oh, these, he lost his, you know, item, his expensive items, you know, we got to catch the criminal, you know, I just don't see that happening.
It just, you know, but think about this, okay? I mean, it's a game, right? So if somebody is that stupid to give somebody else their username and password because they think they're going to get to a next level, aren't they just as guilty of trying to cheat? So if they give that information to somebody who winds up ripping them off, they're both stupid.
Steve, your stream just went offline, mate.
No, I think I'm okay on this side. I'm not showing any.
It just said it went offline. I'm just watching the Justin TV now. It just said it went offline.
Anybody else showing that? From
Yep, it says offline. So I'm not sure what's going on.
So it's not on the line.
That's not on. That's not on. It's offline. It's not online.
Yeah, it does. It's not on.
It's down, mate. It's down.
This is beginning to feel like brain hands.
Yeah, it is. Jody, great stuff for reading the news, by the way. Great. Thanks for reading the news.
Okay, we might have to.
Yeah, you're back now, Steve.
All right.
Okay. Fantastic news as always, Jody.
Yeah, and definitely. Thanks,
and thanks to Jacob, who usually puts the news items together each week.
Yeah, and the.
Thank you, Jacob.
Yeah, thanks, Jacob. All right, Andrew, we've got a guest on today.
We do. We have Josh Armour online from Wrestle Radio Australia. G'day, Josh. How you doing, buddy?
Mate, it's really great to be on. And I love sort of sitting on other shows and seeing how other people do things. It's really cool. You guys have got a good chemistry happening. I love it.
How do you enjoyed it so far, mate?
Yeah, good fun. Good fun.
Right, good stuff.
It.
Tell us about before your show. Let's talk Oz podcast. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, totally. Well, that's something that I guess we sort of got involved in the first Google Live hangout session, yeah. I guess, with Jackson. We were talking about Oz podcasts and a few weeks ago. And Oz podcasts, I guess, is just a movement that we're trying to bring forward to the people and let people know about it. You know, mm-hmm. those that do enjoy listening to online audio, mm-hmm. letting them know that, you know, there are some great homegrown shows, and it's just about promoting them, helping each other out, and just spreading the awareness, really, of that. So,
yeah, definitely. And what do you do? What do you do at Oz Podcasts?
I've just been just helping Jackson out, bouncing ideas back and forth, and just letting him know what I can and can't do. He's really the brains behind the whole thing. He's the man who's doing it all. You know, I'm just sort of one of those folks like yourself and Josh Liston and all those crew that. Just trying to spread the awareness.
Yeah, definitely. I love it. And there's also a Facebook page as well on there as well for that.
There's Oz Pod. Just search Oz Podcasts on Facebook. There's also the Twitter at Oz Podcasts. If you're actually tweeting or, you know, posting about an Australian podcast, if you just use the hashtag Oz Pods, that's sort of one we're trying to get around as well. So, yeah, get onto it, folks.
Sweet, mate. Good stuff.
So, Josh, you've been podcasting for quite some time, haven't you?
Not really. It's only really been, since March last year. So it's just over a year, yeah.
That's good. And how'd you get into it?
Well, through my involvement with pro wrestling in Australia, I guess I've been doing the announcing at Riot City Wrestling here in Adelaide since 2010, and a fellow who ran a website called Wrestle Hustle, which is still around, I think, wrestlehustle.com. He came to one of our live shows in Adelaide. He came over from New South Wales and approached me later on and said, "Hey, do you want to do a podcast for the website?" And I thought, "Well, I don't really have the means to." And I'm not really that much of a tech head, to be honest. So I wasn't that sure, like, okay, how do I go about this? And then about 6 or 12 months later, he hit me up again and said, "You want to do it?" And I was like, "Yeah, I really do," because I was listening to more podcasts and really, really enjoying the medium. And as a fan of radio since I was a kid, I mean, it was the idea that I could put together basically my own radio show and have, you know, whether it's two people or 200 or, you know, however many people listen to it, that's really cool. So, so you know, first episode I did, I sat in the car because I thought I've got to find a quiet space with no echo. So sat in the car with my phone and some notes and just banged out a half-hour show. And wow. It all sort of started from there back in March. And then once we got an interview with one of the local wrestlers from Melbourne, but where we sort of used to work with him a lot, Matt Silver, my mate sort of sat down, had a chat with him over Skype for about 15 minutes. That was our first interview a few days later because he just got signed by WWE. And yeah, that really sort of got the ball rolling from there. Once Toddy sat down and had a chat with Matt, it was like, you know what? We've got something here. So it started off as Wrestle Hustle Radio, and then we sort of wanted to just give it our own name and, you know, do the show the way that we wanted to. And Wrestle Radio Australia, I thought, what better way? We're Aussies, we talk about wrestling, and we promote the Australian scene. So
yeah, definitely.
You're also on Podomatic as well, Josh. How do you like Podomatic?
Podomatic is one of those things where it's quite dear, and it's one of those things where I guess I realized that
it is
after a certain amount of time. So, like, I mean, I don't know how many subscribers we do exactly have. I'm guessing it's somewhere around 200 to 300, 400 maybe. Mm-hmm. I may be overshooting the mark there totally, but I think it's around there. So whether I'm going to actually move to a service like Libsyn with that show, because that's the service that we use for my other show, Butts in Seats, podcast.
Okay.
So I'm thinking about maybe sort of doing the switch and then giving folks that a couple of months to make the transition to the new link, just because it'll mean that we can get more shows out, or not more shows, but, you know, keep doing the show for a longer time frame and not have to actually remove stuff from the library, because some of our old interview editions are some of our best stuff, so we don't really want to cull those.
But, yeah, exactly.
But Podomatic is convenient, and that's the good thing about it. If you're starting off, I guess, as a podcaster, it's a good way to go.
Oh, definitely. Oh, that's where I've started from day one. I've been on there since day one, and I've never left. So, you know, they've been good to me, and Podomatic rocks.
Yeah, no, it is very convenient with all the stats and everything. It's really good, but also it just makes it real easy as well if you don't really know what you're doing to get your show to iTunes and Stitch, all those places.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's good times.
Definitely. Andrew, any questions?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, running Wrestle Radio Australia, do you have wrestlers come on and sort of interview and so forth?
Yeah, totally. And we were doing it for quite a while there through Skype. Like, you know, I was using whatever software recording program I could use, whether it was PowerGramo, then I tried Pamela for one, and then PowerGramo stopped working. I had a strange problem with recording where everything during recording sounded fine, but as soon as I'd play it back, there'd be this weird looping. So you'd hear like 3 seconds of audio, and then that would loop over itself, and you'd hear it again, and then it was just this continuous problem. So ended up using a program called Appliant Skype Telecorder, and that worked for a couple of months, like, perfectly. And then all of a sudden the person on the other end was getting a weird echo. So I'm thinking, why is this happening on the recording? So now I've said, you know what, bugger it, we'll just record how we can. And most of the interviews now we try and get a hold of the talent when they're actually in Adelaide.
It must be kind of funny interviewing wrestlers sometimes, because obviously as a wrestler you have to have this sort of persona, this sort of fun tough guy. Or do sometimes when you actually interview them, are they playing themselves as a person who runs down to 7-Eleven to grab the bread and milk, or they're actually playing their wrestling persona? And can that be sort of weird and funny sometimes?
It can be, because I mean, like, I prefer interviews when we do them on the show to be, you know, the real person, you know what I mean? And naturally a lot of the wrestling personalities, even on the Australian scene, they are very extroverted sort of people, and they're very outgoing, so you can easily get that personality out of them, and I like to sort of to get that. But for the most part, I mean, we've had a couple of people that have said, hey, look, and it's only been a short interview, so like, hey, look, I'd like to stay in character, maybe because they don't do many interviews, so they think, well, there's obviously a reason why my character doesn't do many interviews, so if I'm going to do it and I'm a bad guy or a bad girl, then I'm going to sort of put it on. You do get that now and then, but it's only a couple of times. For the most
part, it'd be fun to have two guests on the show and have the character and then the person, like, afterwards. That'd be kind of weird.
That'd be quite entertaining. Sort of, like a bit of, what's Jekyll and Hyde? Yeah,
exactly.
All right. What sort of equipment do you use to record, Josh, when you, for your podcast?
I do it very bare bones, or as bare bones as you'd call it, you know, in 2014. I've got a HP laptop with Windows 8. I wish it was actually running 7, but it's a new one, so it's got 8. And then, yep, Skype to do the shows, or Google Hangouts.
Yep.
I really like to use that app when I can, just because it's convenient. Record straight to YouTube, bang, you can't go wrong. And also, as far as the mic goes, we've got an ATR 2100, just with a little pop filter over the top, and then the pop shield in front. That's pretty much it. I don't sort of have a mixer yet. I really just get the shows out the way I can, and then use Audacity to edit the shows.
Yeah, so, Audacity is fantastic. I love Audacity.
For a free program and what it can do, you know, it really is quite remarkable, I think.
Got a question from Jacob Jones. He wants to know, do you know Adam Rose?
I know of Adam Rose, at least, yes, and he's one of my favourites at the moment, and I love the bunny. You can actually, yeah, the bunny's actually got a Twitter, at WWE_bunny, so okay. You can follow the bunny. For those of you who don't know wrestling, you'd be like, why is he talking about a bunny rabbit and wrestling in the same sentence? Trust me, there's a tie-in. It all comes together at some point there. Adam Rose is good. I prefer him much more to the Leo Kruger gimmick, although I thought it had legs. I think with the shield being around at the time, I thought, oh, we've got to switch this guy up, make him a bit different. So he's a lot of fun. But, it'd be good if we could get some more actual like WWE personalities on the show.
Yeah, definitely.
It's just so tough because they – the rigmarole you got to go through to get a hold of media sort of press passes and whatnot, and you know, for them to okay you to do it,
definitely. What about Hulk Hogan? Have you spoke to Hulk Hogan before?
Oh God, no. We've that'd be a dream interview. I could end it all after that. I mean, like someone who grew up watching wrestling in the early 90s, Hulk Hogan was the man when I was 7 or 8 years old.
Definitely,
there was no one better.
What's that TV show that he had out on MTV? Hogan Knows Best or something? Hogan Knows Best? That was a good show.
That's the one. I think I managed to get through about 2 episodes.
Really?
And his daughter and his
daughter.
Ex-wife were a bit brutal. So
yeah,
I definitely.
Yeah, I love that show.
I'll have to check it out then.
Yeah, check it out. It's very cool. Jody, any questions?
Sorry, I was muted. I'm just curious, why wrestling?
As in for the podcast or in general?
Yeah, both. I mean, what's the interest? How did you get involved? What intrigues you about it?
That's one of those things where when you ask someone who's into wrestling, what intrigues you about it? And I guess when I was a little kid, I sort of started watching it, and it was one of these things where like, wow, this is like a real live action, you know, movie, but played out, you know, in front of people. You know, there's one take, and that's the way it goes. And you know, it's in front of, basically a TV show shot in front of an arena of 12,000-13,000 people every Monday night, that sort of thing. So I don't know. I guess it was just the big bodies, the fact that there's the fighting, there's the conflict, and there's also these sort of these other things as well, these other segments, the entertaining stuff, you know, the characters that will make you laugh more than go, oh, rip his bloody head off, you know what I mean? So there's, it's really hard to pinpoint one particular thing or even a few things, because it's the whole package in general. I guess the easiest way to explain it is, you know, there's folks out there who love live theatre, and there's folks out there who love going to the circus, you know what I mean? that sort of thing. It's the same sort of thing, really. It's just this amalgam of different forms of entertainment all coming together, which is and athleticism, you know, and risk taking as well, which makes it definitely. It adds that other aspect of intrigue as well when somebody's going to do a flip off the top rope, and you know, like sure, it looks pretty, but there's a chance they could also, you know, break their neck.
Definitely.
There's a lot that goes into it. And I guess in that way, with the risk and the athleticism that's involved, that's maybe something that people take for granted. They just go, oh, it's that fake stuff. But the amount of injuries that I've seen in the past 12 months, just in Australia alone, from people who, you know, one guy came off the second rope, which is, you know, about 5 feet off the ground, and just went to sort of clothesline a guy and fell awkwardly on his ankle and twisted his leg, like snapped his leg, and he's out for 12 months.
Jeez. Yeah, I was going to ask you, like, is it all real or some fake or?
Well, see, that's the thing. What's real and fake? I mean, the outcomes are predetermined. Mm. So the wrestlers go out there, they know what the finish is. The booker gives them an idea of this is what we need, and then you guys go out there and deliver that how you can. Okay. So there is physical contact. It's, you know, it's no different to playing footy, playing rugby, UFC. I mean, in the case that it's physical contact, you know what I mean? But at the same time, everybody's out there to protect each other. So two opponents out there are out there to actually look after each other, make it look like they're hurting each other and having a physical contest while at the same time putting on a show.
All right. And they're really actors, aren't they? And good ones at that. That's, as you said, they're told, you know, this is what the end game is, but how you get there, just entertain the people, make them go crazy. And it's, as you said, Brad, is it real? Is a big question, I think, in wrestling, because you've got some people, you know, who are probably like, yeah, you know, it's all real. All these people who say it's fake and it's made up are lying. And then you've got some people who probably think every single movie is choreographed. And I think to some extent, it's kind of like, without getting too off topic, it's kind of like Santa Claus in a way. You know, it is however real it is in your head is as real as it actually is. You know, yeah, it's as much as you want to make it.
Well, that's it. And it's the easiest way to explain it for me is, okay, you like sitting down going to watch action movies. You know that people aren't really getting shot. You know that that car that's jumping over 20 other cars is probably in front of a green screen and is doing it in a big shed somewhere. It's that same sort of thing where you suspend your disbelief, whether it's for what sitting down watching a match or watching a 2-3 hour show. You sit there and you get into it. You know, when you go to Rocky Horror and you go see that live, you know, you get into it. You cheer for your favorite characters and that sort of thing. It's the same sort of thing. Wizard of Oz, you know, all that sort of stuff. Or Sound of Music, rather, you know, with the people go there and sort of, it's sort of like pantomime in a way. You know, people really get into it in the crowd. So it's live theater / action / sports, you know, / you know, the production. I mean, I'm really proud to be with a company like Riot City Wrestling in Adelaide, which, you know, not blowing our own horn, but we feel we have the best production in the country, and wrestlers have come from overseas and said, you guys blow our stuff out of the water. And that's a huge compliment, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's a big amalgam of different stuff. And I must say that sitting down watching it on telly is one thing. Experiencing it live, that's something else completely.
I've never actually been to a live wrestling match before.
Just to give them a bit of a plug, Riot City Wrestling, if someone's interested, how could they actually go and have a look? Is there a website?
There is. There's riotcitywrestling.com and also on Facebook. The Facebook pages are much more active than the actual website. There's much more updates on there. You'll find out, you know, when the next show is, what the matches are going to be. There's preview videos. There's promo interviews and matches as well that you can watch from past shows. And if you're listening live and you're actually in Adelaide tonight at the Latvian Hall at Wayville, 7:30 p.m., we've got an event tonight, and it's a lucha event. So we're getting the Mexican theme on, and all the masks are going to be coming out. It's going to be fun.
Good stuff. Andrew, have you been to a wrestling match?
I've never been to a wrestling
match. I haven't been to one either.
I've seen it on TV. I don't watch the whole thing if it's on telly, but I'll tend to sit there and sort of watch 15 or 20 minutes or watch, you know, the end of the bout that's on. And it's really interesting. It is an art, you know. It's as much as going to the opera or theatre. Yeah. It's an expression of art. So it's great. It's, you know, there's something for everyone.
All right, Steve, any questions for Josh?
I just want to, make one statement about, you know, wrestlers. I mean, a lot of it is choreographed, but a lot of them do get hurt. I believe Hulk Hogan has an artificial hip and an artificial knee, I believe.
He's been in the wars. And mainly it's actually the most damage he suffered was from doing that. He always did that big leg drop, and then he'd get the 1-2-3. That was his finish spot. And, yeah, from actually, you know, jumping up, you know, 4 or 5 feet in the air and then landing on your ass every night for 20-odd years. I mean, that's going to do some damage to your spine, to your tailbone, and to your hip. And that's exactly what happened with him. Yeah, I mean, if you look up pro wrestling injuries, the amount of careers that have been cut short from injuries is just ridiculous, you know. And back in the day, a lot of the 80s wrestlers, you know, suffered from, painkiller addictions and drug addictions and a lot of this stuff. A lot of the American sort of big names, there are a few of them, but that's really starting to sort of clean up now in the big time scene, just because WWE really do look after their talent. But as far as it being choreographed, I mean, to be honest, the best wrestlers and the best workers, we call them, which means, you know, you're going out there and you're working the crowd, you know, to get a reaction, you know, whether you're the bad guy or the good guy. The main thing is to get a reaction. If the crowd is sitting there on their hands, you're doing something wrong. But if someone's at least getting booed or getting cheered, that's good stuff, because the crowd are engaged and they're into you as a character. But, yeah, the best workers don't actually pre-choreograph much of their stuff. You know, they go out there and they can talk, and the wrestlers do go out there and they talk in their ear and whatnot, and they sort of or they just feed off their body language. And that's one of these things where wrestlers like go over to Mexico and Japan, they may not speak the language, but it's just sort of like music. When you get together with a room full of great musicians, you know, there's just a language there, you know, you can speak the language of music. And sometimes you can actually do that. Good wrestlers do that with wrestling. Me personally, I did about a year and a half of training, and then I just realized I'm no good. Like, in the ring, I suck. It's not for me. I don't have the balls to sort of go out there and do what these guys and girls do.
Yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, luckily I had a spot on the mic. I still do the announcing at Riot City, and then actually end up with a bad back.
Can you give us sort of a demo of the announcement you do at the thing?
Geez, I don't want to blow the mic out here, but
if you can.
All right, Riot City residents, are you ready to riot? That's sort of a little bit of the gimmick there.
Nice.
That's awesome.
But yeah, no, like, you know, it's great. It's great fun. I absolutely, absolutely love the pro wrestling. And, yeah, luckily I've got that mic spot because, yeah, after a year and a half of training, ended up with a bad back. And I mean, I still have trouble with my back to this day. It's not pretty, but, yeah, that just goes to show that, you know, a year and a half of training, let alone actually wrestling a match, can actually take it out of you if it's not for you. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Josh, where can they get hold of you if they want to get in contact with you, mate?
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm on Twitter at JoshJDArmour, also on Facebook at JoshJDArmour. If you want to find Wrestle Radio Australia, where we talk about, yeah, WWE, the American sort of scene, and Australian wrestling, we're big on promoting that. So we interview with the local stars. We tell you where the local shows are for the coming weekend. That's on iTunes. It's on Stitcher. It's on TuneIn Radio and Podomatic. So just search Wrestle Radio Australia, and that's on Twitter at Wrestle Radio AU.
All right, I'll put the links into the show notes and people can check it out. And you'll be back on in 2 weeks for the 300th show, Josh.
I will be, and that's going to be a doozy. That's going to be a party by the sounds of it.
Well, it may be a party. I just told Andrew to stay around for a couple more hours because you never know. It could go on for a long time.
Nice.
What's his name from Oz Podcast? What's his name? The guy?
Jackson.
Jackson, that's it. Yes. Let him know. He's also invited too.
Will do. Definitely. Love that.
Okay, and what's your final view of this show? Josh, did you enjoy your time here, mate?
Mate, I had a great time. I want to thank all of you for having me on. And I just think that, yeah, you guys have got a really good thing going here. Like I said, I listened to a couple of shows yesterday to sort of get used to how things are done. And, yeah, I think it's you guys have got a great thing happening. So, there goes me knocking the mic boom.
All right, mate. Appreciate your feedback,
keep doing,
Josh.
Keep doing what you're doing, guys.
Yeah, we always do, mate, and appreciate your feedback. Also, next week we're going to have Ozdroid on next week for Android, the Australian Android. Going to be on.
Nice.
Nice one, yep. Can't wait. Jody Rains.
Yes.
What's your final view on the show, and where can they get hold of you?
Oh, well, there's never a final view, but I
think
the
your opinion of
final
show.
View. Yeah. Well. I think the show is great. I'm really intrigued by the wrestling stuff. I love the voice.
Thank you.
And then I appreciate your sharing kind of what you love about it, which I think you kind of get a feeling of what happens and how exciting it can be.
It's not for everyone, I must say.
No, it's true. You know, with but it's cool. I agree with you. I think there's a lot. It's theater actually. So
that's.
But no, and especially the sounds and the voice. That was for me. That was the highlight. So with regard to where you can find me on Twitter as Sunswept. You can find me pretty much everywhere else as either Jody Rains or my website, which is webmarcom.net.
All right, good stuff, Jody. Steve, what about you, man?
Actually, it was I enjoyed this show because I was actually a bigger wrestling fan when I was younger, and we had a local wrestling on local television. Tojo Yamamoto, and there's several others. So it kind of takes me back to the past, which was a lot of fun.
Whereabouts is your territory, so to speak, with wrestling?
Well, now I'm in Texas, but I live down toward Tennessee.
Nice.
And we have a lot of locals go to the wrestling matches in Chattanooga, a big area down there when it used to come by. Besides that, you can find me on Twitter as Chatterbox_live and, of course, Justin.tv/LendisCoolDude. And, of course, you can also see the live version of the Tech Webcast after my show and also on techwebcast.info.
Good one. Steve, did you come across that mic stand thing for me?
I've been looking.
Can't find one?
I didn't have as much time because I was very busy the last couple of days. I mean, yeah, there's some out there, but I haven't checked prices yet, but I've been trying to find somewhere close to Australia or in Australia.
Oh, whatever. Send whatever. If you can send from America, I'll pay the whatever it is, mate. I'll pay whatever. But, yeah, I need one sort of straight away ASAP. Andrew Cunningham, happy birthday to Christy, by the way. Tell her that, please.
Yeah, big happy birthday to Christy.
Happy birthday, Christy.
So we're just getting ready to do a few things later this afternoon and this evening, so it should be a lot of fun. But, yeah, it's been great to have you on the show, Josh. And, really good to hear about wrestling and the scene in Australia. And sort of like Jody, I'm not hugely into it per se. I'm not against it by any means. And it's just great to have someone on who has a passion and to hear about that and sort of enjoy that for an hour. So, it's been fantastic. And if you want to get a hold of me, I am on Facebook and Twitter as Cunning Drew. And you can get me on the Zarfo app at Andrew. And something new we've got coming soon is Rewind. So that's at rwndapp.com. So jump on there and have a look at it. And we'll let you know in the next few weeks.
I've actually seen that app in demo the other day. And great stuff, mate.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah, just finished an alpha, so we're pretty excited. It's a bit of fun, and we'll let you know more as it starts to happen.
I mentioned the giveaway, too, next week. We're going to announce the winner of the Quick Fix.
Yes, Brad. There's a giveaway with Chromecast. Get yourself 90 days, 3 months' worth of free Chromecast. Free Quick Fix, I'm sorry, and a free Chromecast device.
Yep.
And all you need to do is jump onto the Facebook page or tweet us what you want to watch on Quick Fix. So just let us know what you want to watch, and you can get yourself 3 months free access and a free Chromecast. So jump on Facebook or Twitter, and what movie or what TV show do you really want to look forward to watching on Quick Fix?
Yep, and also shout out to Brian Billy. He actually got a new Chromebook the other day. Good on him for getting that. He asked me to mention it, so I did. Who else are we going to mention? Andrew, anyone else want to do a shout out to him at all?
Just a shout out to Brian, Vincent, Brad, Jacob, and all of our other regular listeners out there. So thanks for listening, and hope you enjoy the show. And we're looking forward to our big 300 in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, can't wait for that, man. It's going to be a good show. It's going to be a great show. And also, shout out to Vincent. He got a new Mac the other day, which is fantastic. And thanks, Jody. Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Josh and Andrew. Thanks for being on. Appreciate your time, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. 'Cause technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech, tech, tech. Tech Webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech, tech, tech. Tech Webcast. Big ups to Andrew, to Brad, Jody, Steve, and Jennifer!